I am proud to be here to stand with this coalition, the Clear Coalition. I'm a little exhausted. We finished it up about 2 o'clock this morning and we're back on the floor at 9. But I'm not too exhausted to ask for fairness. I'm not too exhausted to ask for an investment. I'm not too exhausted to ask that these, as Representative DiGirolamo said, some of the most powerful, wealthy corporations in the world pay their fair share. You go out into downtown Harrisburg or downtown wherever you may be from, and there'll be 4th of July parades in the next couple of days, and every business that you see, every little neighborhood store, every little business you see, they are paying their fair share. They're paying their taxes. When we walk around White Marsh and for the parade, or we walk around Conshohocken, or we walk around Philly or Pittsburgh, or wherever we may be, walk around, or in Bucks County, wherever we may be, on July 4th, everybody's paying their fair share. This one big entity is not, and that is not fair. So this is very much an issue of fairness. And someone will remind you, and it's been talked publicly before, you know, in the budget of 2010, this is how long this fight has been going on. In the budget of 2010, one of the leaders in my side of the building said to the then governor, Governor Rendell, "Governor, it's July, and we're not going to get the shale tax done right now, but I guarantee you in October, when we come back, in October of 2010, we're going to get it done." Well, October 2010 came and went, and October 2011 came and went, and October 2012 came and went, and 13 and 14, been a lot of Octobers that have come and gone, and we still don't have that shale tax. They've got to pay their fair share. And folks say that the business is struggling. Folks say that the business is the shale business is rough, it's tough, it's tight. But this past April, not too long ago, The Independent Fiscal Office in their April 2017 report said that a modest shale tax, the one that the governor proposed, 6.5%, and that's modest, would put us in the middle of the pack of all states in the nation that are taxing shale extraction, a severance tax. A modest tax would yield, and write these numbers down, folks, in 17-18, $368 million. In 1819, $712 million. In 1920, $752 million. In 2021, $912 million. And 2021-22, $1.15 billion. Now, I'm not making it up. The Independent Fiscal Office put those numbers together. Those are their numbers, their analysis, their bipartisan. So, you know, look, let's tax the shale. It's about time. It's about time they pay their fair share. Let's tax the shale and fund the jobs that need to be created in Pennsylvania. Let's tax the shale and fund the schools that we need to have in every corner of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that are 21st century schools. Let's tax the shale and fund our environment. Let's tax the shale and fund the opioid fight, the fight against opioid addiction. Let's tax the shale and fund our child care programs. Let's tax the shale and fund the Commonwealth and be fair about how we're dealing with businesses in Pennsylvania. It is wrong. It is wrong. It is wrong, morally wrong, financially wrong, that this one major industry has been able to take a walk for years while everybody else is making their fair and appropriate contribution. They're holding us back in terms of moving forward to drive Pennsylvania forward. Let's tax the shale and fund the Commonwealth. Let's be fair about it. Let's be right about it. Let's do the right thing for the people of the Commonwealth.